שום, בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. אוקיי, מסתכל על זה, בסדר גמור, אוקיי. So we're going to be dealing with this morning, we're starting פרק טס, we said. It's called ניסיון אמונה. Ha'imuna b'dor acharon, the nisoyin of emuna in this, the last generation, Zoichus and Mashiach, the generation before Mashiach, that's what this is called. And we'll see what Fitzinia, we'll see Avram Avinu Fitzinia, we'll see how everything we've said before starts coming together here in this chapter. מבית רדושם צדיק יאוי למקובו, כי ניסיון האמונה בדורנו יצטרכו לעלויס עם ידיים ומוצס של קירוס ישורים. Let's see what they mean. לאור דברי, ננסה לסבוין להבין, מהי נקודה הניסיון בדורנו, מה אני דורש ממנו? What's the nakuda of the ניסיון? What's the unique ניסיון? In this generation, חוכם אחירוס מקוימוי, what's the unique ניסיון in our generation, and what's demanded from us? חזל ממסכת הסויטה, of mem tes amad beis amru ve'ikvir ha-mashiach malchus tahafuch leminus. There at the end of Seita, there's a Mishnah, Braisa discussion, Mishnah Braisa, that brings 15 simonim of Mashiach. One of them is that malchus tahafuch leminus. The rulership, the kingship, will become heresy. The rulers will be koifrim, will be minim. As a kvira titpashet ba'olam b'kol oiz, kvira will spread through the world b'kol oiz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yeh ne'ezav v'nishkach milibois bnei adam rachmana litzlan, and Hashem will be forgotten from the minds and hearts of people, rachmana litzlan. I think we're there already. I mean, Ruba the Ruba of the world does not believe in what we believe in, that's for sure. We know Bado Shelanu, Ado Acharon, and Oindim Shubini Seinais of Shelavram Avinu. This generation is facing again the Nisoin that Avram Avinu had to deal with. V'chach Mufarash Bala Seif and Magola Amukois, but there Remez is Divri Agamor, and Sechtus Psochim, the Flamet Zainam and Beis. The Galamukas, the Derech Remez, explains like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar L'Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to, this is a Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avinu, Yoichel Yiyu Chayismin B'Kulam, Talmud Leima V'Hoyo Brocha. You might think the Chayismin B'Kulam, that there'll be a Chasima, there'll be the end, will come from Kulam. Comes the Pasuk to say, no, V'Hoyo Brocha, Bochos Chayismin. You're the brocha, and I'll sign off with you, Hashem says to Amavinu, lo b'kulam. Ramazul anu chazal, ki chasimus v'siyum ha-golus, the chasima, the final stamp in the end of the golus, tiyal yedei amidim v'nisoyin shel Avram Avinu, will require us to withstand the nisoyin of Avram Avinu. Nisoyin ha-emuna. Zo eise emuna shegila Avram Avinu ki bishvilin avra oilam. That emuna that Avram Avinu was magala, not the emuna that there's a boy roilam. No, not that. The imuna ki bishvili nivra ilam. That's the nisoyin of the imuna that we're going to have to deal with preceding the gula. B'chol choismin. It's going to have Avraham Avinu's temple, his stamp, his nisoyin. That's the nisoyin we're going to have to go through. Kashen is boyin and b'nisoyin is hashoyin b'hem nisnasei am Yisrael, but tekufas hashoyinos. If you look, go through the different tekufas Klal Yisrael's been through, and you try to understand the nisoyinos that they had. Nevochach ki b'chamishim hashanim achroinim. Let's say Shivim Shonim Achroinim, because this was brought out about 20 years ago. Hachalat Kufa Chadasha. We have a new world, a new phase, a new set of nisyonot. From, let's say, the end of the war. Vanisoina shel tkufa zu holchen mit atzmi meyom liyom. The nisyonos are getting stronger and stronger and more and more difficult every day. Hanukuda hamer kazit shel pia niten lahagdir es matzaveinu. Yuvdan hasimcha hayadut hativit, v'uvdan hachamimus hayehudit hativit. These two lines you can write books, you can make speeches. He wrote a whole book, by the way, on this chapter. He has a book called Nisoinus B'Doa Acharon. It's all safe on that. There's actually two Sforim on that today in the Pirkei Machshava series. We started learning the one, and then Corona started, and we stopped. I don't know if you remember, we were learning another Sefer of Rav Taubes before the Shmuel Mastom. You remember, we were learning. We had a different Sefer. Actually, you were still with us then. I think Eli for sure will remember. We were learning another Sefer. So that was dealing a lot with this sugya, but we'll deal with it. Yeah. The central focus that we taking out here and that we're seeing. I spoke about this at the Shabbos table again. Is the lack of simcha yudit tevit, the natural simcha being a yid, yeah, and the loss of that warmth that's what's called a Yiddish heart, a Jewish heart. Jewish, I don't know how to explain it. People who never saw Jews from the previous generation didn't know them. Then I don't know what to tell you. If you've never seen a Jew, you've never seen a Jew. I can't explain it, but those of you who know what I'm talking about. And it's lost. The whole entire generation up there today who doesn't know, doesn't see it, doesn't have any shaykhus to it, and doesn't even know it's even something to value. Adlifnei Shonim. Two, three generations ago, every yid, the lowest, the most poshut, he kires malosik yudi v'yede shehu b'nai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben l'am ha-netzach. A simple yid. He knew he was a melech. He knew what it meant to be a yid. He knew he was a bni b'chayri Yisrael. He knew he was a bonoi. He was a son of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he said Avinu Malkeinu, he meant Matati is the king. He knew it. He knew he was part of an eternal nation. Ben la'am ha'adon b'midoisov. That had a different way of dealing with things. Different set of midas. Different set of values. That's before he started learning. It was just something you knew. You breathed it. I mentioned this many times. I have a friend, his grandmother lived in Kelm. She came from Kelm, came to South Africa from Kelm. She said, in Kelm, nobody learned Musa. You breathed it. I mean, in the yeshiva, they learned Musa. But because of that, you didn't need to learn Musa. She said, you just breathed it in the air. It was in the street. This is a Baba saying this. He knew what a yid was. We bashanim, we rachmonim, we gmeil chasodim. We're proud of it, and we samach that we're part of this unbelievable nation. The marot goydel tzarosov yisurav kashim shaover b'meichayov. These people had terrible yisurim. These people had their difficult lives. Difficult lives, unbelievable yisurim, difficulties. He knew with all the difficulties, with all the problems, with all the yusurim, adif to be a yid than to have anything to do with the neighbor, the goy. Hazayil v'saiva. He was interested in only one thing. self-gratification. Kuf Yudalit. Hasimcha shisi kulula bevirkus shelo asani goy. Today you're not even allowed to say it. Today it's not politically correct to even the chutzpah to say such a brocha. If you look in the Reform Sidurim, I'm not suggesting you should, but you see they don't say that brocha. They say Shasani Yisrael. Shalosani Goy Khalila, you racist, you prejudiced, you're a racist. Shalosani Goy Hakifa is called Yeshusoy. There was his whole mu'alech, simcha in embedded in the brocha of Shalosani Goy. We said in the Leil Shabbat every day. I thought they changed that as well. I don't know. I didn't look. Shelo asani kagei ratzoyis v'lo samachti b'chelkom. We had nothing to do with them. V'eskol hazmani v'matzovim haim shel simcha v'ein shel etzev. Talmid hu chai b'libo es ramamusoy b'yoisi yudi ben la'am hanivcho. He knows he's part of the Am HaNivcho, whatever was going on in his life. Tov lo, because he knew who he was and he knew where he belonged and he knew his place. And he understood what it meant to be Bni B'chayri Yisrael. L'morot ha-sevo v'yisurim sh'ayu ma'az chelcho sh'yudi b'nois l'goyim hu haya mole simcha yudit. He had a good, healthy Jewish pride and he was besimcha in his Yiddishkeit. Hu chay m'Hashem Yisborach v'maisev shel ha-goyid lo in yona o'is ha-klal. We'll see for two reasons. First of all, because he was more happy about being a Yid. And second of all, because the Maisim of the Goy really weren't that exciting. I mean, what was the hope if you became like a Goy? What did you hope to live? So you would go to the Pundok and drink vodka the whole night? I mean, what exactly was the Goy didn't have that much that was that attractive. Azuchayim Hashem Yisborach besi atmimus ubesi apashtus. You live with Hashem, real. That's what it means. Besi atmimus ubesi apashtus. Real. Amnam hasabatot shelanu lo yoidesh al kumim shel dvorim rabim shanu makirim kayom. Our grandmothers didn't know many of the things that we know today. Achelim leiv riagish mole emuna chay v'poim. Anybody who remembers still pre-war grandmothers, overflowing Jewish hearts. Their lives, their radiated life. Hergish Yehudi Lavai Oysan Bekolais. Hergish Yehudi Ativi Lekova Bishnei Sagolus Labarot Tzais Hasevel V'Yisurim. That feeling, that I'm a Yid. Ich bin a Yid. That natural feeling that they had never ever got extinguished, no matter what Soros and Golas and terrible problems they went through. Bekol Oysais Kedei Lishchus Simcha V'Toiv Leivov Bekol Matzav V'Bekol Tanai Lo Ani Tzichil M'Lam V'Kul Izboinan Kol Kach. They didn't have to get together every morning and learn for half an hour Pirkei Machshava in order to get to a place of understanding the Cheshivas of Simcha V'Toiv Leivov Bekol Matzav. Lo Tzrich Etzei, they had that natural. Lo Ani Tzichil M'Lam V'Kul Izboinan Kol Kach. Hayu Eilu Inyonim Tivi Makshirim L'Sheifas Hayudit. That was part of their natural Sheifas of being a Yid. Hasifuk basimcha hayu mitzuyim v'zaminim v'inyonim yehudim halev yakushu b'kesher cham shel av l'Hashem yisborach v'asimcha isim etzipes halev hayudi u'mamoles oisei tomid. Unbelievable. What we lost. Unbelievable. Yeah. Just the beauty of what a Jewish life was, or what a Jewish home was. We've just lost it completely. If you've got it, it's because you've worked and built it and developed it, and it's a local kach TV. The Doivan Lev he trachesh ma'afach b'doris achroinim. Chalshina bo'ilom. With a pained heart, we see, it's not like that. It's been a big difference. First of all, hagoy hara achzori, hagoy ha'makel lo rechem, lo rachem, is ishto yvelodov, ha'paritz ha'shiku, v'afilu megal ha'chazirim ha'yachav, הופכו לאלגנטים, נימוסים, תרבותים, אדיבים, לבושים, מחלצויס, ומאונובים בעניבות. First of all, the goy has changed. The goy isn't this wild peasant, Polish peasant or whatever, or wild marauding Moroccan Arab or whatever, going around beating up people and whatever. Today, the goy has become very sophisticated, very elegant. very sophisticated. He's not. He's a cultured person. You know, he's not. There's something there that a person might even admire and be drawn after. Suddenly the Yid started looking out over the ghetto wall to the Goy and see, yo, here's something maybe, yo, maybe there's something here for me. But my Yisrael shel Goy, his choscha me'ein ha-shitchis, v'yachad im zois nishtasha ha-choyma ha-mavdeles ben Yisrael amim. The wall that celebrates us, Atab HaChatanim and Kol HaAmim, that wall broke down. That wall broke down. Kolzman, we lived on our own, we lived alone. Yeah, so there was Atab HaChatanim and Kol HaAmim, you could say, Shelo Sani Goy, with Simcha B'Tuv Leivov. Aval Hayom, the boundaries broke down, and this Musog of Atab HaChatanim and Kol HaAmim has been completely lost, it's become blurred. At it moigago hagai ve yudit vitelel tzarein luma soilom. You must know one thing: when we don't use a koach we're supposed to use, I spoke about this once, then the goyim get it. Any koach that's miyuchat for us, we don't use it; it gets given to them. When we lose our Jewish pride, it gets given to the goyim, and they get a goyish pride. Tabu ta'uma safcha model lechikoy, the culture of the goyim. We'll see, that's Chanukah as well. This is a big sugi of Chanukah here, but you need to know what the Nakud of the Greeks was, because we're still suffering terribly from that. But the culture of the Goyim became something to imitate. Shifoysov shel Goyim ma'av v'ritzonoysov chodre l'sochecha rechov ha'yudi. His shi'ifas, his desires, his ways became penetrated into the Goyish, into the Jewish street. We're struggling to mitmoded in this nisoin. You take out everything you have a shiva for, everything you want. You look at the kids today, whatever. When you unwrap it, it's got nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. It's not Jewish. Look, Avraham Avinu says to Yishmael and Eliezer. You wait, yeah, ima chamor, say Chazal, am hadoim elochamor. What's the attraction in a am hadoim elochamor? A yid with a warm, vibrant, exciting laugh, with all the yisurim and struggling, but had an unbelievably vibrant existence. And what's he going to do? He's going to go imitate a am hadoim elochamor. Yesh ritzayin is chomriyim, v'shiif is chomriyos. All his yearnings, all his strivings, are chomriyos, the gashmiyos. V'yinei kimat lepeta, b'em tzuhut ha-tikshoret, Hamidia Vasakim, Gilanu Goy, Misugache, suddenly we see there's another kind of Goy. On the surface, he doesn't look like Am Hadoy Melochamor. The media and our business dealings or whatever, you meet a new kind of Goy. We don't know how to fight against him. Hatzileni na Esav. Esav sometimes is Achiv, sometimes is Esav. When he's an SS Gestapo trooper, Yamach Shmoy, he's much easier to deal with. Because you know Yuri Yidin is a guy and you have nothing to do with him. But when he's presentable and he's very nice, you know, he may even have Jewish grandchildren, this guy, you know, and he's very sweet and nice. So there's something there to imitate, there's something there to look up to. Yeah. There's a new kind of goy. He's a doctor. He's an accountant. He's a lawyer. He's a mensch. We don't have the koich to fight against this. We're facing a whole new nisoyin. We don't have the kalim to deal with it because we never had to deal with this before. Lifnei shanim lo rabot yudi lo yamain lichto lezalzol b'mitzvah olitalem mikyu minag lo pirkas olamuna. Not before many years, a Jew wanted to sin. He wanted to go off. Let's say leave the path, not kai mitzvahs. First, he had to be perek ol in imuna. Ha'iselo derech eretz klape atzmo veklape yudoso. There was a certain derech eretz. He had a certain hanhaga. He had a certain pride in what he was. Ulayam usugel linoig ba'ifen shenim lanoso. He couldn't behave differently to his nation. even though they were vibrant individuals, that we've lost that as well. That's another discussion. We become sheep. The first maskilim, we're talking about, the First World War. This is where the watershed is. If you're talking about how far go back, we're talking about up till Be'erech, the First World War. That's when the whole thing started falling apart. The first maskilim, the early maskilim, what they attacked first was Torah Misinai. That was the first thing they attacked, because you're not going to get a year to be Poyrek oil if you don't break that. First, you have to get rid of all Malchus Shemaim, then you can do what you want. Kol zman is a Malchus Shemaim, a Yid wouldn't maze to go and do whatever he wanted. And we know this from Chazal already. This is not a new problem. Chazal akiru derech chet zev aliyah hem kosvoy yoidim hayu Yisrael ba'avoydes kachovim she'ein bo mamash. So Gemara in Sanhedrin, go have a look there. Moidik Gemara. Klal Yisrael knew that the Avodah Zorah they were worshipping had nothing in it. That was nothing. They knew that. The Greeks also. All the Avodah Zorah that the Greeks were involved in, they knew that it wasn't real. They knew it was false. Unbelievable Gemara this. Klal Yisrael knew that all the Avodah Zorah that they were worshipping was nothing. So why did they do it? Why were they avoiding Avodah Zorah? Because they had a deeper desire. They were looking for a rais b'fahesia. No, kolzman yavimun in akash bochu, and in Torah Misinai, you can't mati yourself a rais b'fahesia. So what do? You break down the imunah, you start being over the Avodah Zorah. The Avodah Zorah doesn't mind a rais b'fahesia. Klaimo, lule hachlofes ha'imunah amitis b'derech muzuyefes. What the Chazal is teaching here is that without swapping the genuine imuna for a forged imuna, Yisrael loyam usugolim b'shum oimim lichto. Klal Yisrael couldn't sin. The Gemara sounds muzah. It sounds like a denigration of Klal Yisrael, but it's more like a shvachya for Klal Yisrael. Kolzman Klal Yisrael is an imuna, and the imuna is intact. They can't sin. Ulam ruach hashtus shel odem hasvul sheyishne dat acheres shebechasuso muti ye lo alaisis kekol ha'ilam ruche. First, you need a ruach shtus to come in, like the Chazal says that a person doesn't sin unless first the ruach shtus comes in. What's the ruach shtus? The ruach shtus is a breakdown of your imuna. That's what it was. A Yid wanted to do a sin, he had to leave town. He had to leave Yiddishkeit. You couldn't go around having an emunah in Hashem and still being, no, about today? Whoa. It's completely different. The Doiven Leva Derech Elachet Veli, his Dardudus Psucha Kiyom Harbi Yisim Hashem Ki Shineva. We'll see, we'll explain this. The Derech to sin today is very, very quick. It doesn't take long. Lo, you can be as frum as you want. You can be sitting and learning in the Beis Midrash Yom Velayla and be takur b'memte shari tum at the same time, and no one would know. How did that happen? Hayom olu livatze matzav shibo yudi amami b'mitzias Hashem. Today you have somebody who's a ma'amin. My name ma'amin b'nei ma'aminim. Ma'an b'vschav oynesh. He says all the yud gimel ma'aminim after davening, like it says in the siddur, and he's ma'amin. Ma'am called divrei chazal v'af bikein who pyrek oil v'choite. Wow, how did that happen? Yechzekore. His ma'am been called divrei chazal. Talmud chochem. Avu pyrek oil v'choite. Okay, how do you understand that? How do you grasp that? He told me stories that he was dealing with ma'asim, that he was dealing with Rebzil, that make your hair crawl. He told me he was dealing with somebody. He didn't even tell me where it was. Certain very choshev yid. Okay, it was mamash machal yom tov and Shabbos and Yom Kippur with his computer. Machal Yom Kippur with his computer. He said, if I tell you it was, you fall off your chair. He wouldn't tell me who it was. He wouldn't tell me where it was even. How do you understand that? Guys, a choshev yid. If you tell me who it is, I'll fall off my chair. And you're going to get a lot to get me to fall off my chair. I'm not easy to shock. And that means that somebody who's a somebody, aval upayrikol v'choit, is machal Yom Kippur. Bukhazi ma omadova. You can explain yourself, you can understand what's going on here. Okay, so that's a maybe he's not ma'amin b'Hashem. We'll tell you what he's talking about. To mention such a thing. So, okay, so he's ma'amin. He doesn't know that it's also to use your computer in Yom Kippur. Or whatever else he's doing. Our generation is a very knowledgeable generation. You can't say they're ignorant, they don't know what they're doing. We know a lot more Torah today than the previous generations. So why is this precious oil? It starts with what? He said, he's broken, he feels like he's not achieving anything. And when a person's down, when a person's miserable, when a person doesn't have simcha, then he mutters himself all sorts of things. The biggest side benefit of being miserable is that you get rid of your responsibility. Person knows, you know, when you said you had a bad day, you know, you come home and you bite the dog and you kick the chair and whatever, and you've had a real bad day. Now Ma'ariv, you know, you got to go daven Ma'ariv. Also, thank you. Who's going to go daven Ma'ariv now? And koyach, and person comes home, he had a good day, he's besimcha, whatever. Oh, you know, he goes off and he davens a Ma'ariv with Bren. That's the way we are. The Yetzirah knows this. He doesn't have to get you to do too much. He just has to get you to feel second class, feel down on yourself, especially the youngsters. And then you just go off to your tivers like a wild horse. What they're missing is Avram Avinu. This Nakuda that we're trying to instill in ourselves. This Nakuda of Avram Avinu. They're lacking the unbelievable knowledge of how choshev they are. Chashivas ha'amida ha'itona b'nisyonos. That kosher Jewish pride that'll help them to withstand all the nisyonos. Chosrelem ha'tchusha at kama choshev la'Hashem yisparach shayim lo yechto. They don't know how important it is to Hashem. Hashem saying, please, please, I'm begging you. He's in the stands rooting for you. Please don't sin. I need you right now not to sin, Hashem says. Give it to me, please. I don't understand how choshev they are to Hashem. They know there's Hashem. They don't realize, like Noach didn't realize, how choshev their lives are to Hashem. Hatziva v'yigba libe bedarche Hashem. Oh, there you've got it. You have to be a guy, balgaiva. V'yigba libe, but in what? Bedarche Hashem. Not in your koich veitzim yodi. But ach Hashem. Hu achose libnei doreni. That's what's missing in this generation. First of all, ataba chatanu mekola omim. Shelo asani goy. Bnei b'chayri Yisrael. The positive. Look how choshuv we are. Ava rabba v'tanu, Hashem says. In this one. That's Hashem. But what about me? V'yig b'liboy b'darche Hashem. The Yetzer wouldn't be able to budge you. When was the last time you walked out of a Shachris? Just stop and think what you've done at the end of Shachris, what you've done at Sof Shachris. Even if you davened in the late minion, loich patli. So you davened in the late minion, okay, beseder. Even if you didn't dive in a minion. Just look what you've done until before breakfast. After breakfast, you've done another 50,000 mitzvahs. Woke up, he said, Moderni, he did nagel vas. He made brochas. He got dressed. He put his right shoe on first, left one second. Mitzvahs, diamonds. Then he went for any davened. Tzitzis, tfilin, kriyashma, derises. spent an hour, 45 minutes, half an hour talking to Hashem, mekayming mitzvahs one after the other, mitzvahs tefillah, the raisa, the rabbon, I'm not going into all of that. Kedusha, Kaddish, Kriyas HaTorah. By the time Yitz finished 8 o'clock in the morning, he's a billionaire. Look what he's just done. When was the last time a person walked out of Shachris, mamash just simcha v'tuv leivav, because wow, I just did the biggest deal of my life. I was in the office for an hour and I made $1 billion. Oh, wow. Who thinks like that today? I got daven. I'm only too happy that I didn't fall asleep in the middle of daven. I actually made it on time. I actually was there for Baruch Hu. And I'm so happy when it's finished. And I can take all my talis and tefillin and go and have breakfast. And when you have breakfast, well, that's another whole. How many mitzvahs involved in breakfast? Yeah, and the tilis yadayim, the brocha, amotzi, benching, the raisa. Yeah. Because a Torah, when was the last time? V'yigba libo b'dach Hashem, it takes work. It doesn't happen automatically. It requires effort. We don't appreciate it. We're not connected to Lord Rahim. It's a bichlal, bichlal, bichlal. We don't see it. Anyway, to be continued. Big stuff here. This is big stuff here. This is big, big, big stuff. And we have to get in touch with it, because otherwise there's no hope. We have to get this Avram Avinu into our kishkas, otherwise there's no way you can survive today. All right, Rabbeisa, we'll see how many people make it back tomorrow. This is usually where people start dropping out. This is the Yetzirah doesn't want people coming back for this. Eh? All right, Netz Hashem, we'll see how we go tomorrow. Have a good day. Take care.
Rebbe.